I gotta go back to learning.
Okay, we have about half an hour till Mincha. Mincha is at 12:20. Okay, I have here a sefer called Emek Chasuf Gonim. You're laughing, right? I was also laughing. Emek, the depth. Emek Hasuf Gonim. The depth of calories, cholesterol, high blood pressure. The depth of donuts. Iyunim, insights, ubi urim. Those two are doing the same thing. Beinyan and the topic Minog Achilas Sufganim Bimei Chanukah.
Wow.
Okay, now when I first saw this, I laughed. I go to a website every day that has all of the new svarim. Okay, I go to all the new svarim. When I first saw this, I said, oh, come on. What a... Okay, I went into the svarim store. I just glanced at it. What?
Legalizing has it?
Everyone has it. Who does not? Every svarim has it. So the truth is, Rabbi Yisrael, I laughed just like you. But after I browsed through it, there's nothing to laugh about. Okay, there's nothing. It's not tragic. This is really it sounds like a crazy topic, but he basically through this he obviously an outstanding Talmud Chacham. This is the third of he has already two other svarim. The other svarim are called. He actually says this is the third of the series. His other svarim are called Achila Behalel. Eating at times when one says how, basically the other yonim, yomtiv, other topics. It's really truly a phenomenal sefer. He reveals here an enormous amount of things. I don't know almost all the things, every page. I don't know any of this. All of the yonim, all the topics, all of the different yonim, the topics. There's a lot of halacha, a lot of agada, machshava, and I want to just present to you today, a few, just a teeny, teeny mashu, some of the ideas, not everything that he says, I'm telling this from the Sefer, but some of the things I'm telling you were triggered by reading the Inyan. There's a lot of halacha, there's a lot of agada. The name of the Mechaber, I cannot pronounce his name. No, I can't pronounce his name. Schwartz. There's someone else I'm thinking about. There was someone else. Reuven, he has a funny name. Reuven Melech. You know someone's name is Melech? Melech? Reuven Melech ben Binyamin Yitzchak Schwartz. Okay, he has as Askama from Rav. This is not on this sefer from on his first sefer. He quotes that's very common from Rav Nosson Svi Finkel Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Rashi of Mir, who died about 5 years ago, something like that. And he has a new Haskama. This is a very chashuv Haskama from Rav David Cohn from the Rashi of Chevron. Rashi of Chevron is a very big time, a very, very well-known personality. He has a haskam from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, which is no small matter. And a haskam, I don't know who this is, Rav Tzvi Kohn, rabbi of the West B'nai Barak. I don't know who this is. Okay, West, because West B'nai Barak. I never knew there was an East B'nai Barak. Okay? And he has other very chosh haskam. I don't know who these people are. Okay, other people, I don't know who they are.
Do you have a haskam from Pomegranate?
Pomegranate? No, he does not. Okay, it's not a litzanis, please. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, it's really a very chashuv sefer. Now, let me just go through. There's a lot of halacha, a lot of agada. Okay, one area of halacha. Now, we have to first appreciate it. We spent a lot of time with this last year. How donuts are made. Now, donuts, the way they're made today, are not the way that Chazal is referring to. Our donuts are a zecher for the donuts. It's a zecher. No recipes. Our donuts today are not the donuts that Chazal had among them. Now, where is the earliest makar that a person should eat a donut? So Rav Meir right away said it was a very famous thing. It comes from Rabbeinu Maimon, Avi Harambam. Many times, you know, Yichus, most people, they trace their Yichus to their ancestors. Rabbeinu Maimon, we probably would never have heard about if not for the fact that he had a son who was the Rambam. So in fact, everyone writes, the father of the Rambam, okay? They don't say Rabbeinu Maimon. No. If you say Rabbeinu Maimon, who's Rabbeinu Maimon? I never heard of him. Well, don't you know that it's Moshe ben Maimon? Ben Maimon, so this is the yichus of this person, is the fact that he had a son who is the Rambam. And obviously, if he produced the Rambam, he must have been a very, very great person. As you can imagine, he wrote a sefer called Sodet Upalit. It's written in Arabic. It's not written in Hebrew, it's written in Arabic. It is on tefillah, on prayer. It is, he explains the Nusach HaTefillah. Okay, this goes back how many years ago? 800 years ago? Something like that? More even? Something around 800 years ago. Obviously, I don't know if we still have all of the sefer. And he writes, there's a passage where he writes about, it's written on tefillah, Aravi. And he has a section on Hanukkah. And I'm reading you his words for a reason. I'm reading you exactly what he writes. His words are Vezel Lishonai in his sefer from 800 years ago, the father of the Rambam. Ein lehokel bishum minhag. A person should not be lenient in regard to any Jewish custom. Afilu minhokal, even a custom that in your eyes is lightweight. V'yischayif kol nochoin loy. And there is an obligation, I'm not exactly sure how to translate these words, kol nochoin loy means correct. Anyone who is nochoin loy, I don't know what that means exactly, how those words go together, asois mishte v'simcha, to make a mishte, the Rambam must have been influenced by his father. Because the Rambam holds that we started this in the halacha section, that the making of su'uda on Chanukah is a mitzvah. Not like we pass in halacha lemaisa from the Rambam that it's not a mitzvah. But he writes over here that it's a proper thing to make a party, the simcha, uma'achol, and food, lefar. I'm not exactly sure how that word fits into this line. Lefar sem hanes, to publicize the miracle of Chanukah, she'osa Hashem yisparach imanu be'osam hayamim, to publicize the miracle that Hashem has done with the Jewish people during those times. And he writes, he continues his words, uposhat haminok, it has spread throughout the Jewish people, the custom, la'asois, to make sufganin. Sufganin, we translate modern Hebrew, which is not necessarily what he means over here. Okay, the word sufganin is a modern Hebrew word for donut. That's not to be confused with what he uses over here, because he really is taking a word that's in the Mishnah, in the Mishnais. In the Mishnais, in Hilchos Shviyos, the word sufganin, we'll quote that in a few moments, and Hilchos Chala. Okay, the word sufganin, it means a sponge, which we assume it means to be associated with oil. Okay, but he uses this word. Again, it's not the word that we're referring to today. What we call sufganin is not what he means over here. La'asoy sufganin. And then he translates it into Arabic. Be'aravi, in Arabic, it's called al-safinag. Al-safinag is the Arabic word for sufganin. And then he goes, what?
How does he spell it out?
Aleph lamed samach. Hey, Yud, Nun, Gimel. Al Sifinag, Vehem. Now he goes on to
that the spells out sponge.
Okay, yes. Sponge, fine. Vehem, and he explains what it is. And it's not, these are not our donuts. It's not our donuts. Hatsifichius, wafers. So wafer. Bidvash, that is a wafer that is soaked in honey. Dvash, not oil, okay. Uvitargum ho iskar. Now is that the end of his words? I think that's the end of his words. Fine. Now over here, the mechaber. No. I'm sorry. It's part of his words. It's part of his words. He's continuing. It's critical. This is a part of his words. Uvitargum ho iskaritin. There's another word, a new word he's telling us about. It's a word, it's a Hebrew word called iskiritin. It appears in the Mishnais, in Masechta Chala. What happened over here? Targum tzapich is a dvash. Mon. Right, it relates, very good. It relates to mon. There's a word, the targum ha iskiritin. It's the targum of isterikin. I guess, I don't know, this is a word, it's a targum for tzapichis bedvash.
No, this is obviously a Greek word.
Okay, whatever this word is, I'm not even sure what it means over here. And now here's what's critical. V'hu minuk hakadmoinim. And this is an ancient minhag. He writes here that this wafer that is tzaf tzefichios bidvash, wafers mingled with honey, is an ancient minhag. He's writing this 800 years ago, telling us tzefich bidvash by the mon. Okay, excellent. Thank you very, very much. Over here, Rav David has come to the rescue. Okay, Rav David has saved us. It says v'kasher, the pasuk over here is v'tamo. The flavor of the man, the part vayikru uves yisrael eshemo man, who kizera galavan, it looked like the seed, a white seed of coriander, v'tamo, and what was the taste of man? Kitzapichis bidvash, a wafer of honey, targum, v'tame kiis kire tovon bidvash. So here we see the word kiis kire tovon is the Aramaic translation of Tzapichis Bidvash, and he's telling us that is really what safguna, the Sufganin is. That is what Sufganin is. It's a wafer in honey. And he writes, he's writing this 800 years ago, telling us that before him it's a minhag kadmon. So you can imagine, this is the real deal. This is not a new minhag here, Rabbi said. This is not like Hasidim, okay, putting on a strimal. It goes way back before the strimal. To eat these things. The strimals only how many years? 300 years. 400 years the most, not the strimals of today. Okay, the strimals they wore 400 years look nothing like the strimals. Nothing like the strimals. They didn't look like they wore today. The way they look today are nothing like they looked 400 really? Years ago. It's not traditional. I don't understand. It's not traditional. The strimals have no resemblance to what they wore 400 years ago. Why? Now look what he writes. 800 years ago. You know why? Mishum Shehem kiluyim b'shemen. And what does it mean kiluyim? Fried. They're fried in oil.
Kali, like parched.
Parched. Okay, but it seems over here it means they're fried, they're parched in fire, like roasted in oil. Zecher. Now here are the critical words, Rabbi Sai. No one really, he's the only one I ever saw that actually went and worked very hard on this prat. It's a whole sefer here. There's an enormous amount of information that we have for weeks going through what he writes over here. But he quotes the words word for word. Zecher lebir chosoy. As a remembrance for its blessing. What in the world does that mean? Okay, that's the ending. Then he goes further. This is a quotation, an authentic quotation, word for word, from the father of the Rambam, who writes, don't play games. There's something called the Minhag Yisrael. Afilu Minakal. He's writing this 800 years ago, telling us that what he's writing is a Minhag Kadmon. It goes back way, way before. And one of the Minhagim is to eat in Chanukah, to be Mefarsim, to publicize the miracle, this food called Sufganin. What is Sufganin? It's a wafer bidvash. There has to be honey inside of it. And the way they make the bread portion of the wafer, he explains, there's bread. Obviously, there are three parts. There's the bread part. Inside, there's some honey. But the way the bread is made is not a typical bread that you bake in the oven like a piece of bread. It's made by either by frying in oil. And because it's saturated in oil, and the miracle of Chana obviously has everything to do with the oil, and it took 8 days to manufacture new oil, that's why we should eat it. And the critical words are Zecher Lebir Chosoy, as a remembrance for its blessing. What in the world does that mean?
It is a shemen.
What?
It could be the shemen.
Zecher it. What do you mean, Lebir Chosoy?
It's
blessing.
The blessing of the shemen.
So you want to translate the blessing that Hashem miraculously allowed the oil to last 8 days. If you were Maimon, the father of the Rambam, would you express as a Zecher the oil lasted for 8 days with the word Lebir Chosoy? No. It's more likely you would say it's a Zecher that the Shemen lasted for 8 days.
Yeah, he wants to say a blessing. That's the...
So what does it mean, Lebir Chosoy, that the oil was blessed? That's not the way we speak. The oil lasted for 8 days. Who today would say the oil was blessed? The Shunamis, yeah, I have such a thing there. The oil...
It was a bracha that lasted for eight days.
Okay, I understand. But it's not what you would expect. That's not what you would expect. So this opens up for us.
It's referring back to the noun. The noun would be that the shemen is the noun.
Mishum shem kluim b'shemen, b'shemen, zecher. What's the zecher? The eating of it? I'm assuming the going back on the eating. The reason why we eat these wafers, zecher lebir chosoy. Okay, I accept what you're saying. As a remembrance for the blessing that Hashem bestowed upon the oil, that it should last for 8 days and not burn out after 1 day. That is a very simple translation. It doesn't really fit well with the way we read, but it's not a kasha, because this was written 800 years ago. So 800 years ago, we know Old English, we can't even get through one sentence in Old English. It's not the way we write, not the way we speak. It sounds queer, bizarre to us. So the way they wrote in Hebrew was also a little more complex, a little different, a signum, they have a different style of writing. The words that they used to refer to certain things are different than what we are familiar with. Okay, I accept it. However, maybe there's something deeper here. Maybe we're not really translating the words correctly. There's something deeper and there's more significance in this why there is such a custom to eat donuts on Chanukah. Right away, we have to understand that our donuts are clearly not the donuts that he's referring to. Now, I don't remember this, but the way they make donuts today, if you go to any bakery, they don't make donuts the way, if you would take out a history book and figure out what exactly the sufganin that he's talking about, I don't know, but it's not going to be the type of donuts we have today. The way we make donuts today was invented relatively recently. I remember last year in Wikipedia, they have a whole history of donuts. Okay, why there's a hole in the donut? How did that get there, the hole in the donut? Whatever it is. The way we make donuts today in the modern world, and as they sell in every bakery, is not the way the donuts are made back in ancient times. The texture of the dough is different. The oil they're using is a different type of oil, which has major nafkaminas in how the product comes out. Obviously, the donuts is referring to must be filled with dvash, not with custard, or not with an empty hole in the middle, or not with a, I don't know. All right, listen, don't chop me on a donut. The donuts we eat, One second. I'll take your question in a second. I'll take your question. The donuts that we eat, I'll take your question. The donuts that we eat are a zecher for the donuts of Rabbeinu Maimon in the fact that they are fried with oil. What kind of oil? It's not shemen zayis. They're not putting olive oil. They're using, I don't know what oil they're using today. Exactly. And the thickness of the dough is not so simple. In fact, our donuts present a very halachic challenge because we don't even really know what bracha to make on our donuts. We discussed last year, do you make on donuts a mezoinos? Do you make them in hamoitzi? It looks like bread, pretty much. So in Shulchan Aruch, actually when it talks about donuts, bread dough that's fried in oil, dough that's fried in oil, in the mechaber presents a machloikis. Some say you should make a mezoinos, some say you should make a hamoitzi. And then he concludes, a yore shamayim should only eat the donuts in the middle of a meal. Now the donuts that the mechaber are referring to, that is a machloikis, do you make a mezoinos, do you make a hamoitzi, and a yore shamayim should only eat it in the middle of a meal, which also is very complicated, why it should make a difference. If it's a dessert, you anyway make another bracha, which is a different sugi, which maybe we'll talk about more tomorrow, a different sugi in of itself. Is not referring to the donuts that we have readily available today in all of the bakeries and all of the stores. That's not what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. It would appear that our donuts today, you clearly make a mezoinos. When it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's a machlekes, should you make a mezoinos or a hamoitzi, and a yorei shamayim should be machmer to eat it within a meal, is referring to a different type of donut. That we has a different texture. It's a thicker type of texture. It's more like a bread. I don't know all of the exact details. All I'm trying to bring out is that the donuts we eat today are not exactly what Rabbeinu Maimon is referring to. He's referring to a certain thing which has very similar properties and qualities, but it's not the same. Yeah.
One of our recent lecturers mentioned about donuts that we make an ala michya, and that could be the bracha.
Oh, excellent. That's exactly what I'm coming to. Okay. Now, I want a lot of things I want to tell you. We're out of time. We're running about one of the things I wanted to say is Labir Chasoy. I want to suggest, based upon his inspiration, refers not just to Al Hamichya. It refers to Bore Minei Mizoinos. Zecher Labir Chasoy. What bracha do you make on a donut? You make a mezoinos. What bracha do you make on bread? Hamoitzi lechem min aretz. It's a very different bracha. Hamoitzi lechem min aretz is what? It almost sounds like it's a natural occurrence. Hashem created the world. You plant a seed. It's built into nature, built into the teva. You plant a seed. The seed disintegrates, takes root. It comes forth. It's the earth is moitzi. When you eat a piece of cake, when you eat a donut, you don't make a bracha, oh, this is a natural product of this world. This is lechem. Right? Bread, you make lechem. Ki lo yala lechem levada yichye ha'adam. I need to live. I need sustenance. Hashem made a world where you are sustained. Hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. This earth, there is bread, and the earth produces the bread. When you make a mezoinos, you use the word boire. Hashem creates. Creator. Boire, mine, a variety. Mezoinos, of items that sustain a person. Food. Mozoin. Mozoin. What is mozoin? It's food. The bracha is a different bracha. And this bracha touches upon the miracle of Chanukah. Chanukah was a beria. Number one, it was lemala miderech hateva. There are two holidays, Rabbi said, that are lemala miderech hateva and Yados. What are the two holidays? Pesach and Chanukah. So why do you have to have two holidays? We already have Pesach. Pesach was a miracle. It was a miracle. Hashem took us out of Egypt. Miracle, lemala. So anytime you want to go and associate miracles, so we'll connect it to Pesach. Yet Chazal gave us another holiday, lemal derech hatev, and that is Chanukah. Pesach is bread, matzah. What bracha do you make on matzah? Hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. You make us bracha doing two brachas, brachas on mitzvahs, achilas matzah. Hamoitzi, when you eat the matzah's mitzvah. Lel Pesach at the Seder. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. Chazal say, yeah, you see the word Hamoitzi, you know why? Like, Hamoitzi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Lechem, bread. Chanukah is another miracle, lemalo miderech hateva. But it's different. It's not bread. There's a sweetness to it. It's not bread, flour and water, lechem oini, poverty, poor man's bread. A lot of this thing shows that the donut, the ancient donut, not our donut, the ancient donut is a zechel lemon. What more can you possibly want? Because it's a tzapichas b'dvash. Tzapichas, the real sufganios has dvash inside. And the bread is also made with oil. Tzapichas b'dvash, zechel lemon. On Chanukah, you know what you eat on Chanukah? You're eating an item that is Zecher Lemon, because that's what the Sufganios means. We eat a Zecher, a Zecher, a Zecher, okay? We're many generations from that. We're eating donuts, is all a Zecher for the Mon. And what is the Mon? The Mon is delicious. This is not stale bread. It's not Lechem Oini, flour and water, dried. It's Chametz. It's such chametz, Rabbi Yisai, you know, a donut doesn't last more than 2-3 hours. Okay, bread, you know, doesn't get stale that fast. But there's nothing that's more nauseating than a stale donut. Donuts don't last. Donuts are only good when they're fresh. It's the ultimate, this flavor. There is delight. It's a berea. It's the flavor of Yados. It's a takeoff, it's a spin-off of Pesach. Pesach is the Hamoitzi Lechem Min Aretz. The Lemala Miderech HaTeva, Hashem, v'yitzeisi, v'yitzalti, v'go'alti, v'lokachti. What about v'hevesi? The fifth lashon, where's v'hevesi? Chanukah's v'hevesi. Chanukah, we were living in Eretz Yisrael. The Mesyavim, they took away our Beis HaMikdash. They took away the life of the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah of the Beis HaMikdash, and we overcame them. And we finally gained an appreciation of Eretz Yisrael. Yitzias Mitzrayim was to get us there. V'yotzeisi, v'yitzalti, v'go'alti, v'lokachti. And yet, what about v'hevesi? Where's v'hevesi? The fifth cup. Don't drink it. Just put it on the table and don't drink it. V'hevesi waits until you get to Chanukah, where the miracles continue. The nisim l'malo miderech hateva of Pesach, Hamshocha. Hamshocha, where was the Hamshocha? In Eretz Yisrael. Neis gadol hayapo, right? Where was the miracles? In Eretz Yisrael. Where Klal Yisrael appreciated the Beis Hamish, the Hevesi. And this was, and therefore the symbol is the man. The man was the most delicious thing that ever came out of heaven. Came from heaven. Lachem Abidim. Tzapichis Midvash. Okay, Tzapichis Midvash. Tzapichis Midvash. It's a hemshech of Pesach in the Mal Derech HaTeva. It's bread, but it's not bread. It's Tzapichis Midvash. It's not just the ordinary Hamoitzi Lechem Min Aretz. It's the Boirei, a creation, an appreciation, mine, variety. The beauty of life is variety. Matzah, Erbeisai, all taste the same. Whether it's the Pupa Matzah, the Shatzi Matzah, whether it's Streitz, Manischewitz,
no sort.
When it's all said and done, it's all the same. But when it comes to donuts, when it comes to Tzapichis Bidvash, the man, every single person tasted what they wanted to taste in the man. When they took out the bread in Egypt, the matzah all tasted the same. But when Hashem gave them the man in the Midbar, whatever you wanted it to taste like, it tastes like. The sufganim of Rabbeinu Maimon, whatever you wanted it to taste, different. It's different. It's nine, a variety of mezainos. Variety, mezainos. And opens up our mind to realize there are different types of mezainos in this world. There is the physical mezainos of eating, putting flour and water and cholesterol and to raise your blood pressure and all those horrible things. And then there is the spiritual mezain which satiates the soul. The Torah Sheba'al Peh, which gives satisfaction to the neshama. This is what Rabbeinu Zecher Lebirchosoi. The bracha, the bracha on what bracha? The bracha that you make, the bracha Rishona that you make on the donut. And as Rabbi Michal correctly said, the bracha acharoina. What's the bracha acharoina? It's all about Eretz Yisrael. Al ha-michya v'al ha-kalkalo v'al tenuva sasod v'al Eretz chenda toiva u'rechava sheratzisa v'nchad la'oseinu l'echol mipiria, the fruits, the delicacies, the l'spa mituva, and our bakosh rachim v'ashem l'kona v'ashem l'mech v'al Yerushalayim v'recha v'al tziyoy mishkan v'recha v'al mizbechecha v'al lecha uvi mizbeach. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, famous Vart. Okay, we don't need to go there though, on the Mizbeach. I mean, that's Chanukah's HaMizbeach. That's another Vart. We don't have to go there. That's too detailed. We don't even need to go into the detail.
Just
the entire bracha, Al HaMichya is all built on Eretz Yisrael, the appreciation of the beauty of the Milos, of the Kedushas Ha'oretz. The bracha of Berchas HaMozain does not discuss the Milos of the Aretz. It just discusses the earth. Just tells you, we thank you Hashem for Eretz Yisrael. Thank you very much. The Al HaMichya goes into detail on the Peiros, the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina. It goes into the spiritual element of Eretz Yisrael, into the physical. physical belly, the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, the tenuva sasada, the peros, that is Chanukah. Chanukah is the hashlama of Pesach. Pesach, it's just bread. Lechem oini, poor man's bread. A donut is the ultimate lechem oisher. It's the ultimate lechem oisher. Machal Hashiach. It cost a lot of money, Rabbi Sai. $5 a donut. That's not so cheap. Only a mice for a gevir, a donut. Okay, shmura. Oh, what do you say? Shmura. Shmura donuts. Anaya chumra. Anaya chumra. A new business. Shmura. This is at least one Siva Shabayam that I've gleaned from the Emek Hasuf Goniot.
So there's something positive. My wife would agree.
Can I get a picture of the one from the Rambam when he crossed the Rambam? Fascinating. Maybe this is a gift to someone.